Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Tim Winter, a returning guest. He's the president of the Parents Television Council, parentstv.org. And what we're going to focus on right now is a new program on Netflix, which is called 13 Reasons Why. And this deals with the subject of suicide, teen suicide. And in fact, here's a quote from Tim Winter, who's our guest. The impact of this 13 Reasons Why was powerful and intense. Millions of children watched. The Google search term for how to commit suicide spiked 26%, and there were news reports of children literally taking their own lives after the series was released. End quote. Tim, welcome back to the program. I'm going to let you wax eloquent. What is this 13 Reasons Why, and what's the problem?
Well, good day to you and your listeners from Hollywood. It's a pleasure to be back here with you on the radio, and good day to the good folks there in your area. 13 Reasons Why, as you accurately painted the picture there, is a Netflix series that most parents never even heard of, but I assure you most high school and junior high school children in America have heard of. It was a show that was heavily marketed to them, and it went viral among them. And millions watched, and it was a show that 13 episodes, and the premise of the show was that there was a high school girl who was bullied, sexually assaulted, raped, and felt such despair that she took her own life. And that was the culmination of the show. And each episode was one of the reasons why she committed suicide. It included the most explicit suicide scene we had ever seen in any form of media ever.
Okay, and so in other words, each episode dealt just with this one particular girl as to why she did it, hence the title, 13 Reasons Why. How credible are these reports that there were people who emulated this, kids that took their own lives?
It's tragic. You never know how many people chose to take their own lives because of this show or something like it. Well, obviously, there were many other reasons at play that someone would end their own life, depression or mental illness or some other despair. You never know what all the causes are. What we do know is that, as you rightly cited here at the beginning of the interview, after the show premiered, 26% spike in search terms for how do I kill myself. The scientists, the experts in the field of suicide, say that any spike in that search term leads to some number of people taking their own lives. We don't know how many. And, you know, it's impossible to say that it was because of this show. What we have heard are grieving parents who, you know, had to bury their own children.
Oh.
And they said that their child binge-watched the show prior to taking their own, the child taking his or her life. So, you know, again, there could be a number of different issues at play. Was this a trigger or not? It certainly seems to be. And what we want to make sure is that parents across America are aware of this show, they're aware of the tragic consequences, and they're prepared for season two, which is supposed to come out any day now.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is awful. Is there any hint, I have not seen even a frame of this program, is there any hint of God and that he disapproves of suicide and that there's judgment to come? A scintilla of a thought.
And you know, that's part of our complaint with Hollywood, with the folks who do most of the writing and producing and acting and directing. Where are the shows where, you know, a child was in despair that they were thinking about doing this and instead found something that gave them, you know, a cause for redemption and something that turned their lives around in a positive way? It seems so seldom, if ever, that we hear the stories where something good came instead of, you know, what seems to be the pervasive darkness of Hollywood, which is to glamorize and glorify tragedy and something sexually explicit and something violently explicit.
Wow. You know, it's interesting when you think about great literature. Hamlet by Shakespeare would certainly fit in that category. And the big famous line, to be or not to be, is really, should I or should I not commit suicide? He's basically got a bare bodkin, which means he's got an unsheathed dagger, which he's holding, and, you know, he may plunge it into his own heart, and he chooses not to because the Almighty has set his law against self-slaughter. Therefore, he can't do it, even though he would be inclined to do it, and this is obviously missing from the Netflix series.
Yeah, you know, you go back to the folks who produce so much, you know, thousands of hours of programming every month. When you look at all the different cable networks and Netflix and Amazon Prime and YouTube and Hulu and motion pictures and video games, and I mean, there's so much electronic media out there. Sadly, so much of it being consumed by children who are unaware of the dangers, that the toxicity of it all, and the impact on them long term. But you know, it just begs the question: why must there be despair? It's interesting because you hear the storytellers in Hollywood say, "Well, I want to, you know, produce a story that really touches people, has an impact on them." Well, that's exactly what they're doing. It can be positive, it can be negative, and even Netflix conducted their own scientific research report after the show aired in the face of the controversy. And they were able to identify all the positive attributes about the 13 Reasons Why. And there were some positive attributes. High school students became more aware of their schoolmates who were being bullied. They became more aware and more sensitive to sexual assault and mistreatment. There are positive outcomes from the show, but what Netflix's own research proves is that there is an impact on the viewer. It can be positive. It can also be negative. We want to praise the positive aspect.
Yeah.
But that means you can also find a way to use your platform for the greater good. And that's what we're calling on Netflix to do with the second season of the show.
As you have reached out to Netflix, have they responded at all in any way?
No, sir, they've not. We have seen some behavior change, which is good. We called on them to implement a number of broad changes, and they did adopt a couple of our recommendations, so we're grateful for that. But we feel it's not enough. They haven't gone far enough to protect children, especially from something so potentially catastrophic for lives, for human lives. And so we're going to keep hounding them. We're going to keep the pressure up on them and hope that this public pressure, they are a publicly traded company, so that means that hopefully, what I'm hoping is that they will, you know, really take a look and see how can they use their platform to be more responsible as a corporation.
Sure. You referred to this. You said this. In addition to holding off on release until it has been deemed safe by the scientific community, quote unquote, PTC wants Netflix to change its pricing structure so parents can exclude violent content and pay less for the service. Let's deal with this one step at a time. What are you referring to as far as the scientific community and this series?
Well, you know, I'm an advocate. I am not an expert in the field of suicide prevention and how media impacts children and even adults in terms of its the consequences it has on the viewer. There are thousands of experts in the field who can offer their guidance, their experience, their expertise. They might not all agree, but what they can do is they can I think come together for the greater good and point Netflix in a direction. I think Netflix is already trying to do that. They did, you know, conduct a research with one of the most prestigious schools in the nation, Northwestern University, to look at what were the positive outcomes of their show. They could just as easily go back and ask that same research group to look at the negative impacts and what can the scientific community tell them about how to be more mindful, more cautious of you know, the consequences of consuming their show and making sure that children don't see it.
Now, I take it this is something that Netflix itself has created, this series.
It is. It is owned by Netflix, and they commissioned it, so they have control over when, where, and how it is released.
They do a lot of new series these days, it seems.
Oh, they are spending billions of dollars every year in original programming. That's why they are the IT group in Hollywood. I mean, everyone in Hollywood is just in love with Netflix because they are spending money where other networks are not, and they are giving their producers more creative freedom in what they produce. They are not subject to the same regulatory rules for indecency, and they are not subject to the same pressures from advertisers who will not sponsor content that is overly explicit, and therefore they can air even more explicit stuff than even cable networks do. On the other side of things, you know, they also produce an awful lot of children's and family-friendly content, especially for young children, and we applaud that.
Yeah.
But in order to get the stuff that's okay for children, parents are forced to pay for and underwrite shows like 13 Reasons Why, which, you know, appears to be costing lives. So what we're hoping is that that Netflix can segregate their programming into the stuff that parents want to pay for and bring into their homes.
Okay, I realize Netflix didn't respond to you, but did anybody from Netflix at any point acknowledge the allegation that some young people did take their lives because of the influence of 13 Reasons Why?
Well, I would say not in word, but they certainly have in deed. What they do now, if you go back and try to watch season one of 13 Reasons Why, mm-hmm. you are not just met with, here's the beginning of the show and you watch the show. It now begins with the cast appearing and saying, hey, look, we know that a lot of folks are very vulnerable to some of the explicit messaging here in our show. So we urge you to reach out to the services that can provide you help. I mean, it's almost like a public service announcement now before you even watch the show. So they are
warning against students
specifically. And so you know, are they saying, well, the stuff is now harmful and we understand it? If you look at what they're doing, the answer is undeniably yes, they are aware.
Okay, but they feel like it's still worth it because overall the message is a compassionate one, in the sense that it'll make kids more sensitive to bullying, to what happens if you're sexually, assaulted, don't do sexual assaulting, you know, et cetera, that kind of thing. I mean,
might be part of it. Yeah. Sadly, I take a little bit more of a cynical view. I think the cynical view is that they don't like anybody telling them that they can or can't do something,
yeah.
and therefore what they're trying to do is ward off any criticism. So that by doing that, they can then hide behind something positive and say, hey, we warned you. So now don't you dare, you know, interfere with all the other explicit stuff that we want to produce and distribute.
Yeah. There's no way that I've ever heard about Netflix saying, okay, we're going to have one service for those who want the edgy programming, and then we're going to have another service for those who want more of the, you know, family-friendly stuff, right? I mean, it's all Netflix is one-size-fits-all as of now, correct?
As of now, that's exactly it. But when you look at a lot of folks have in their cars now the SiriusXM satellite radio.
Yes.
SiriusXM used to be two different companies, and when they merged, they agreed as part of their merger to get approval from the government for their merger. They agreed to provide a family programming package, which was all of their channels except for the explicit, profane, vulgar stuff. So parents can pay a little bit less per month and then have the SiriusXM coming into their car with their kids sitting in the back seat knowing it's okay because they are not paying for or taking as part of their package the graphic channels. We think that Netflix could and should do something similar just as SiriusXM did. And we also hope that cable operators would do the same thing. Let us pay for, you know, a Fox News or an ESPN or History Channel, and not have to pay for FX and Comedy Central, VH1, MTV, some of the more explicit stuff.
Yeah, God bless you, Tim Winter. You are the salt of the earth. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
We have about half a minute left. What else do you want to say in closing that hasn't been said about 13 Reasons Why by Netflix?
Well, first of all, it's so important for parents and grandparents to be aware of this show. Make sure there's a dialogue in the family that you're aware and that you're taking steps to prevent your children from seeing this. Chances are if your kids are not seeing it on your Netflix subscription, they might be seeing it from the kids next door. Please join us. Its membership is free. Join us. Sign up at our website and learn and be an active member of the Parents Television Council so you can lend your voice with ours so we can sing in a louder chorus and reach more Americans with our message.
Excellent. Okay, Tim Winter, president of the the Parents Television Council, which, by the way, is kind of affiliated ultimately with the Media Research Center, parentstv.org for more information. Tim, thanks so much and all the best.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye now.